The reading is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. As Nick just said, page 1001. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
Hello. If you're a child this morning and you'd like to come to find a seat at the front, please do so. If you'd like to bring an adult with you, that's absolutely fine. You're very welcome. Come and take a seat. And if adults can have page 1001 open, the Bible passage we just saw, that would be fantastic. And when we're all ready, we're going to say a prayer together. Wonderful children coming to the front. Excellent. People ready. Marvellous. So let's say together, let's say a prayer. Let's pray. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please speak to us now. Show us yourself and help us to follow and obey. Amen. Well done. Now, we're looking this term, aren't we, at the question at Holy Trinity Frogmore, what is God's big plan and what is our part in it? We're going to sing that song in a little bit. Our God is a great big God and he holds us in his hands. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. But the question is, what is God's amazing plan? What is our part in God's amazing plan? And we're going to look at that story that we just heard from this morning to answer that question. And it takes us right back to the very first Easter, 2,000 years ago. Now, who can tell me what very sad thing happened that very first Easter? It was incredibly sad. It was very sad. Yes. Fantastic. Jesus died on the cross. Just imagine that we are his disciples, his friends, his followers. He was crucified. He died. Imagine that you lost someone really special to you. Just think what it would be like if someone really special died. It would be so very, very sad. And Jesus' disciples, they'd seen him heal. They'd seen him teach amazingly. And then he was gone. No more teaching. No more healing. He was gone. But Matthew's gospel tells us some women went to the tomb that very first morning. Here's a picture of the tomb. Some women went to the tomb that very first morning. Can you see? There's a big, big piece of rock and there's a big stone in front of a hole, but the stone has been pushed away. Some women saw Jesus. He's alive. He's risen. And he said, "Tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee." Now, Galilee, that's 70 miles away. 70 miles. That's like traveling from Frogmore to Leicester. That's a long way, 70 miles. But if Jesus was going to be there, hey, you'd go, wouldn't you? You'd been missing him. You'd go. So we're all going to go. Everyone come and follow me. Disciples, come and follow me. Everyone at the front, come and follow me. We're going to go all the way to Jerusalem, to Galilee from Jerusalem. Come on, come and follow me. We've got to make that long trek. We want to see Jesus. And friends, we can think about what those disciples would have felt like. Just think about it. We would have felt sad. You know, Jesus has died. Perhaps we would have felt confused. Why did he die? Perhaps we would have felt, they would have felt hopeful. Maybe we'll see Jesus again. Perhaps we'll feel doubtful. Surely he can't be alive. Well, just if you've got a Bible in front of you, have a look at page 1001 and see where did Jesus say he would meet them? Verse 16, just look down at verse 16. Where did Jesus say he would meet those disciples? Well done, disciples. We've walked all the way from Jerusalem to Galilee. Can anyone tell me where Jesus was going to meet the disciples? Shout it out. On a mountain. Thank you very much. Jesus said he would see his disciples on a mountain, just like he taught them on a mountain. Just like once upon a time he had shone gloriously bright on a mountain. The disciples were full of anticipation, and when they got to Galilee, that very moment, they waited, and then, just after they waited, do you know who they saw? Not just a dressed up curate, they saw Jesus. And instantly, some of them worshipped and bowed down. But some of them thought, really? They doubted. Can this really be Jesus? Well, that just goes to show. They doubted because they were far from perfect. But Jesus wanted to speak to those disciples. And friends, us at Holy Trinity, we're not perfect. And yet Jesus chooses to speak to us too. Now, everyone, listen carefully. Let's hear what did Jesus say at that moment.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Wow! Jesus has all authority, all power. He's in charge. He is in charge. Now, just think for a minute. Think for a minute. Why would you believe that this is true? It's a huge claim. Why would you believe Jesus at that moment if you're a disciple? Why would you believe he's got all authority? Have a think. What's just happened in the story? Does anyone want to answer? Have a think. Go on, Isla. Why do you think you'd believe he has all authority? Because he died on the cross. That's the first thing he's done. Yeah. And?
He rose again.
Well done, Isla. That's a fantastic answer. He rose again. Surely you believe he's got all authority because he's risen from the dead. Surely we believe that. And so, just as children listen to teachers, we all need to listen to Jesus. He has authority everywhere. Let's say this together. Jesus has all authority everywhere. Can we say that together? Let's try with the signs. Jesus has all authority everywhere. Very, very good. We'll add to that in just a second. Now, what does that mean for us? What does it mean that Jesus has all authority everywhere? Well, do you remember that time in Matthew's Gospel? There was a time when Jesus on the mountain shone gloriously white. And a voice came from heaven and said, listen to him. Let's give Jesus a sign saying, listen to me. And friends, whether we are Christian disciples or not this morning, Jesus having all authority means he says, listen to me. Perhaps we don't like authority. Perhaps we do something behind the back of a teacher in class, or we break the speed limit when we think we'll get away with it. But Jesus sees it all. He has all authority. And he says, listen to me. Shall we try and do that together? So Jesus has all authority everywhere means listen to him. Shall we do that together? Jesus has all authority everywhere means listen to him. But it means a second thing as well. I've got a question for the children. Who in this world is affected by death? Who in this world is affected by death? Anyone got an answer? Matthew? Everybody. Everybody, exactly. We'll all lose loved ones. We will all die. Everybody is affected by death. But Jesus has all authority, even over death. Now, we try to ignore death in this world. Just think what people do to ignore death. Some people go to the gym and they try to work out really hard to make their body like invincible. Some people go on the phone and get all their insurance policies sorted out to be as secure as possible. Some people are just really, really busy. If I just do everything, oh, I lose my microphone. If I just do everything in life and just run around, I'm really, really busy, I'll just distract myself and not think about death. Some people even try to ignore death. I'm very loud now, golly me. We try to ignore it. Whatever happens, we're in a world that tries to ignore death. But Jesus has all authority over death. It's great news. It's as if he's saying, come away from the authority of death and come under my authority. Follow me. Come away from the authority of death and follow me. You will not then have to experience the worst bits of death, eternal separation from God, a hell that people will deserve if they do not have God. Jesus is saying, listen to me, follow me. And I just want to ask, is that good news for anyone that you know? Is there anyone that you know who is facing death and is worried about it? I'm pretty sure everyone is pretty worried about death. And so Jesus is great news for us. Jesus has all authority, and he says, follow me for life. So, what have we learned so far? Jesus has all authority everywhere means listen to him and follow him. Do we reckon we can all do that together? Okay? So Jesus has all authority everywhere, which means listen to him and follow him. That's really great. That's God's amazing plan. Jesus has authority. But what's our part? What's our part? Well, Jesus then spoke some more words.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you.
So these first disciples were the first people to hear that. They were already learning to listen to Jesus and to follow Jesus. Now, Jago, I've asked to be a disciple. You happy to come up, Jago? And I've got something for you. So one of these first disciples, we can call him Peter or Andrew, he was already learning to listen to Jesus and to follow Jesus. The early disciples were learning to listen and to follow. But we know if we're listening and following Jesus, that is too good news not to keep to ourselves. We want to share it. Jesus said, make disciples. So, Jacob, we've got a question for you this morning. Do you think you can find someone in our congregation and invite them to listen to Jesus and to follow Jesus? Yeah? That's what a disciple does. Do you want to go and find someone now? Bring them to the front. Go and find anyone you like, anyone you think might come to the front. Shall I point you in a direction? Are you happy? You happy to go? Go for it. Go for it. Go and find someone. So this is what a disciple does. You go to find someone who might listen to and follow Jesus. Wow! We've got another disciple. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Tremendous. We found someone who might listen to and follow Jesus. And what did Jesus say? He said, well, you baptize a disciple. Now, this is not a real baptism. Don't panic. This is just water this morning. But we would say, receive the sign of the cross, and now you too need to listen to and follow Jesus. This is great news. We've just got another disciple. We're making disciples. That's what Jesus told us to do. But of course, if you're listening to Jesus and following Jesus, and if you're listening to Jesus and following Jesus, then what does Jesus say to you? He says, go and make disciples. Now, this is a challenge for us here this morning. We might be people who just want to stay in our seats. But for the next 2 or 3 minutes, the challenge is to see how many followers of Jesus we can find in this building. We're going to try and bring people to Jesus. We're going to listen to some words that Jesus says. And we're going to see that because Jesus has all authority, it is right to go and make disciples. So starting with Jago and starting with Wes. Microphone, please, Adam. Starting with Jago and starting with Wes, they're going to go and invite people to come to the front. And then those people will be able to listen to, learn to listen to follow in Jesus, and they're going to be baptized. And we're going to see what this picture is like, because friends, this is what we're called to do. This is church life. This is what Jesus asks of us. So why don't you two go, see if you can find anyone else who'll come to listen to and follow Jesus. Jeremy, would you come up to the front?
Repent.
Would you hand one of these?
For the kingdom of heaven has come near. Come, follow me, and
receive
I will send you
cross.
Out
this is wonderful
to
news.
Fish for people.
Go and find someone else. Come and make
blessed
disciples.
Are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Wonderful.
Blessed are
receive
those who
the
mourn,
of the cross.
For
receive
they will
the
be comforted.
The
and come blessed and are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
King, receive the sign of the cross. Listen to Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. No, come, 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 come. People are already up. Receive the sign of the cross. 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 Or if there's anyone who's not yet come to the front who wants to, receive the sign of the cross. Kath, receive the sign of the cross. Receive the sign of the cross. Receive the sign of the cross. You just get a piece of paper as well. Go and listen. Go and learn to listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Learn to listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Learn to listen to and follow Jesus. Receive, no. Receive the sign of the cross. Listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Listen to and follow Jesus. Please do. Receive the sign of the cross. Go and listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Go and listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Listen to and follow Jesus. Receive the sign of the cross. Listen to and follow Jesus. Wow. Jeremy, thank you ever so much. Wow. Wow. How many disciples have we just seen made for Jesus? That was so exciting. Take a seat. I don't know how that felt for you, but up at the front, that was incredibly exciting. It was truly wonderful. It was very poignant. It was the people of God doing what the people of God are called to do, going to make disciples who listen to and follow Jesus. We saw disciples making disciples. So we've learned this morning that Jesus has all authority everywhere But that means make disciples. That's an L on your front. Make disciples, people learning Jesus, who listen to and follow him. I'll say that again. Jesus has all authority everywhere means make disciples who listen to and follow him. Shall we try and say it all together? Jesus has all authority everywhere means we make disciples who listen to and follow him. Friends, that is what the church is called to do. And just to say, if we found that hard, if we found that strange, if we felt we were all alone, then the very next words Jesus had to say were these words.
And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.
Making disciples is scary, but Jesus will always be with us. So even if we feel very alone, we will never lose him. And that is wonderful news. We make disciples with him. And so as we finish this morning, there's just a question for us all to think about as we go away. Will you be involved in the work? Jesus has authority over Howard Shops, authority over Park Street School, authority over your schools, authority over your workplaces, authority over your friends and family. And he's calling people to listen to and follow him. Will you encourage people to listen to and follow Jesus? We need to encourage one another amongst the church family. All of us will meet people this week who don't know Jesus, who need to be encouraged to listen to and follow him. And parents especially, we have the responsibility to seek to encourage our children to listen to and follow Jesus. That's our task. It's exciting. It makes us feel very vulnerable. But right at the beginning, well, there were just 11 disciples, and some of them doubted. But today, there are millions and millions and millions of Christian disciples, some of whom who are dead and with Christ, some of whom are alive, but they all testify to Jesus having all authority and it being worthwhile following him. So as we finish, let's say our phrase together again. Jesus has all authority everywhere, which means we make disciples who listen to and follow him. Well done, everyone. You had no idea what was going to happen this morning when you came to church, did you? Shall we pray together that this would be what we do as the people of God here at Holy Trinity? God our Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we thank you that Jesus has all authority. Please would you help us to listen to and follow him and to make disciples for your glory. Amen. We're going to stand and sing.